Yes.
I got it.
All right. So today is Daf Ayin Zayin. We're about basically on Ayin Zayin. The last couple of words on Ayin Vav Beis. We're discussing again certain shurim, measurements that if one takes out, that would be mechayiv you for hotzah. So the Gemara mentioned yesterday. It mentioned yesterday in the Mishnah that the shear for yayin chai, for undiluted wine, is a revius of the log. It's basically 1/16 of a log. So that is the amount that should you then dilute it, it would equal a revius of wine. So Amar Rava, Rava says, af anan nami tanina. I also learned this din, and I can learn it out directly from the Mishnah. So what is the din that Rav is learning again? As a machlokas Rashi Tosos, api hilchos daf yomi of the shul, we're going to pass something like Rashi. So Tanina, right? It says Rashi says masnisin nami shamin and dezeu shiuro. In the Mishnah, we also can see, we can derive that this is the shear, the revius of the revius. How do I know? Because it says right. It says hamotzi yayin chai ukedem zigas kos. If one pulls out yayin chai, which is the amount to dilute a cup. Vitani Allah, and the Brisa learns on that, Kedema Mezigas Kos Yafa. Mezigas Kos means Mezigas Kos Yafa, which is a Koshal Bracha. The Katani Seifa, and we learned in the Seifa of our Mishnah, Vishakola Mashkim Revius, and all Mashkim are a Revius. So if you take it that in order to be a Chash of Mashke is a Revius, therefore in order to be a Koshal Bracha is Revius, and we know that in order to make the Revius of undiluted wine, you need a Revius or Revius of the diluted wine. And that's how you prove it. I mean, it's just exactly the same thing we did yesterday, but he proves it out from the Mishnah. So, v'rava l'tamei, and rava goes l'shitoso, rava's meaning that in accordance with his own, he's consistent. The Amar Rava, rava says, kol chama de lo dori Allah tlas maya, any wine, any undiluted wine that doesn't have 3/4 water in there, meaning it doesn't have a 3-to-1 ratio of water to wine, lav chamerhu, that's not going to consider to be wine, because if it has less than that, meaning it has more concentration of wine, it's too strong, and it's not going to be considered good wine that you can drink. Toso says, what are you talking about? Laha damrina, and Toso says, we have a gemara in Perek Echa Dina Momenos in Sanhedrin, Gabi Sanhedrin, Al Yechzer HaMezeg, right? Al Yechzer HaMezeg. Sanhedrin shouldn't be left over the amount of a mazug, the amount of dilution, right? In Hutzrach Echahem Letzeis, because sometimes they leave. Not everyone could stay seated the whole time. In Yish Chav Gimel Yotze, any member of Sanhedrin can leave so long as there are 23 members of Sanhedrin still sitting. Meaning the minion that you can't leave, you know, if they're not 10 people, you can't leave unless there are 23 other members of Sanhedrin left. Well, the Hainu, and the Gemara says there, the Hainu Shlish Mi Sanhedrin. It's 1/3 of the Sanhedrin, which is Mashma de Mezigal Achatrain. And we use the length question of Mazag, which is Mashma that it's 1 to 3, not 1 to 4. It's one part, one, because Sanhedrin basically, you know, 71 divided by 3 gives you around 20, gives you around 223. So it's, Jeff, you speaking? Because you're on mute. Okay. So you see here that we said it's three parts water, one part wine. From here, it seems to indicate it's two parts water, one part wine, right? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara said, right? So Omariva de Rava Dafka Hayamazu Kemishbat HaMaziga Al Chatlas. Maybe what Rava is saying, we say Rava's Lushitaso, is a Rava light sweeter wine. So for Rava, in order for it to be wine, it was 3-to-1. But for other people, if they want stronger wine, it could be 2-to-1. Or you could say Elanira Derida the Kra Al Yasser Mazak Biyaina Shironi. Maybe the Yuri says that the Pasuk of Al Yasser Mazak is talking specifically about this Yaina Shironi, which is this weaker wine we'll get to in a moment. You know, more of a sweeter type wine that only had to be cut 2 parts water, 1 part wine. Mishum Delek, he says, why does that mean? Because you have to it makes sense. Because we're talking about splitting up the Sanhedrin, leaving the Sanhedrin. So you want to leave the Sanhedrin with a real legitimate number. So 71 divided by 3 gets you like 21. So, okay, 27 gets you 23. 23 is enough for Dini Nefashos. It's enough. It's a sufficient. It makes sense for Sanhedrin to have 23. All the small Sanhedrins are 23. But if you divide it up into 4 parts, so what are you left with? Like 17? What's 17 in the Sanhedrin? It's nothing. So that's what he says. On the other read, the Krah, Al Yechzer Mezik, Beyan Shironi, we should elect a look at Krah Bestam Mezika. You can't say that the Pasuk is talking about regular Mezika, which is 3-to-1, the Havi Revia, the Revia, Sanhedrin, because the Revia, the Sanhedrin, the Maichazu. What's a 1/4 of the Sanhedrin? What can it do? About Shlish Chazu Dina Fashos. For a third, it's Chazu for Dina Fashos. So that's why that Pasuk specifically is talking about the Yayin Hashironi. Okay. Back in the Gemara. So Rava just said that I can prove from our Mishnah that there that it's 1/16 of a log. So therefore, it's 1/16 of a log of uncut wine is what creates a revius of wine. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Stay tshuva b'davar." I have two ways to say that Uriah is not good. Chada, one thing. Itnan, we have a Mishnah in Nida, which is a similar question that Tosos has, but this is from different Mishnah. The Mishnah there discusses five types of dam tamei of a woman. And one of them that's dam tamei is one that looks like red wine, right? It says wine that's red wine that's mazug. And it says, v'hamazug, shnei chalkei mayim v'echad yayim min hayayin shironi. And what does it mean, mazug? Mazug means two parts of water, one part wine, and the answer is right there, yayin hashironi. So you see, according to Arabi, he says, you see that mazug means 2-1, not 3-1. The answer is obviously going to be, well, that's yayin hashironi. Okay, that's answer number one. That's question number one. But yayin hashironi, v'od, and more, and I don't understand this, I don't understand the having of the question. V'od, he says, mayim bikadu mitstarfin, the water is in the pitcher, and you're going to be mitstarifit to the uncut wine to make the revius. Meaning you're walking outside with your revius of wine, and you're going to be chayiv with the revius of wine because it's going to make a revius. Sorry, it's going to, the right revius of yain chay because it's going to make a good cup of wine. But in the meantime, the water's not in the cup, so why are you chayiv for a smaller amount? I mean, I just think the answer to that question is obvious. That's what the Gemara gives. And basically, the question is in the interim, it's not diluted. So the Gemara says, Gemara's an answer. Yeah, it doesn't have to be diluted because it's yain chay. That's the sheer. The chashivas of the, but that's what the Gemara answers. But I'm not sure what the question is. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, okay, I'll answer you two questions. Hadik karmat shnei chalkel mayim ve'echad yayin min hayane shironi yayin shironi lechud derafi. Yayin shironi is different. Yayin shironi is soft. I guess I look at it as more like a Moscato type wine. It's a softer wine. It's much sweeter. Doesn't need as much water to cut it, to make it drink, you know, drinkable. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah in Nida is talking about. There, it'd be 2-1, but we're talking about real yayin chay. We're talking about something stronger, something that, you know, people would like to have, you know, people on this chat would probably enjoy more. So therefore, in order for it to be cut, it would have to be 3-1. And also, the inami, or another answer about hasumishum chazusa, about time of baitve. Also, you're comparing apples and oranges. There, we're just looking about whether it looks red enough for it to be damnida. Sort of look red enough to be dam nida, it's 2-1. We're concerned about tam. There you're talking about looks. Here we're concerned about taste. Taste, in order for the taste to be good for drinkable for wine, it has to be 3 parts of water. Does it look like wine at 2 parts of water? Yeah, of course it still looks like wine at 2 parts of water, but it doesn't taste like wine. And here we're concerned more about taste, not about looks. Udaka mart, and that your second question you asked, mayim bikadu mitstarfin, that the mayim is in one pitcher and the wine is in a different pitcher and they're going to be mitstarif. It goes le'inin Shabbos midi l'chashiv ba'inon. We're talking about for Hotzah, I don't need a revius of the Yain Chai to be Chayiv. I need a Dover Chashiv, midi the Chashiv ba'inim, ba'anami ha-Chashiv. And since this is what creates the wine, this is considered a Chashiv Shir. So that's the Chashiv Shir. You're going to be Chayiv on that small amount. You're not Chayiv, I don't say what Abai's question is. You're Chayiv on the 1/16th log of Yain Chai, because that is a Chashiv Shir. Because why is it Chashiv? It's Chashiv because it can create a cup of wine. But it's not that you have to have this exact amount of the cup of wine. You have the amount of something that's chashuv. It happens to be from here. Yeah.
I don't understand why Rava needs the first answer when the second one completely negates the argument from Nida. Because, as you said, that's apples and oranges.
You can say that about a lot of times. I think he's, you know, he's, whenever you pile on rice, piling it on. You know, like when you argue with your wife and she's correct, she just piles it on more and more arguments. You're this. You know, she doesn't have to have just one argument.
What are we talking about?
Don't answer. Okay. So I didn't have a lot of sleep last night. Okay. So it happens to be this idea of chashuv. The idea of chashuv comes out of halacha lemaisa. The Taz, I forgot where, but the Taz uses this when he says that you have that something that's considered chashuv is considered is you just need a shir chashivish. He does it for yayin saruf. When it comes to like scotch or, you know, or whiskey, he says that usually in order to make a bracha achrona, you need to drink a revius. But he says that yayin sarov, since it's a davar chashuv, even if you drink less than a revius, you could be obligated to make a bracha achrona. And that is the source for what many people are somech on, to use less than a revius of yayin sarov in order to make kiddush. Right? The Be'er Moshe has a shuva on that. Well, the shuva that you can make kiddush on a scotch. On a smaller scotch cup, which is clearly not the amount of shear that you would need if you're doing wine, and they're so much on the idea on the idea that because it's considered davar chashuv in the smaller amount, that's why it's sufficient enough to make kiddush. Rav Shechter actually goes the other way. He says the reason he says that once you have something that you don't drink in revius, you only drink a smaller amount, it's no longer considered halachically a liquid. It's now considered, because a liquid is something that you would drink and that you would try to quench your thirst, this is no longer considered a liquid, the yayin sarif, and therefore it becomes a meichel. It becomes more of a food item. So you probably can't, according to that, you probably can't make kiddush at all on the yayin sarif, except for some people who do, I guess, drink it as something to quench their thirst. But there's a machlokas as to whether or not you do this. And most of the people, I think most people are somech on this taz, or somech on this extension of the taz, and do make kiddush on the scotch on a smaller amount. There are those who don't, and they'd like to use a cup of wine or grape juice beforehand, and then they'll have the yayin sarif. But I think it all comes from, the taz comes from this gemara. Okay.
And Tana. God uses the whole coast of...
Chabad is machmir for both. They're machmir to use yayin sarif, but they're machmir for the revius to have a full kos. And then they, you know, they drink the whole thing. And they also machmir to drink rov kos or rov revius to begin to also. So can, I don't know if that's a hakpeda or that's just something that they like. So Tana, we learned in the Tosefta, yavesh. Let's say you have dried wine. When they say dried wine here, it doesn't mean that it's dry wine. It means that's congealed. The wine has congealed. So how much of congealed wine would you have to take out in order to violate Hotzah and violate Shabbos? So Tana Yavesh Bekazayas, Devei Rinasan. Yavesh is a Kazayas. The shear of congealed would be a Kazayas, Devei Rinasan. Amar Rav Yosef says, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Davar Echad. Both Rabbi Yosef and both Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yehuda had the same Shita that basically, the shita is that something that is a revius as a liquid congeals into a kazayas. So just like you be chayev for the revius of the yayin chay, revius of the revius, because you be chayev for the yayin chay for the amount that would create a revius of wine, and that so too you be chayev for kazayas, because that's the amount that would create the regular wine. It's the same shear. So Rav Nasan had Amar, Rav Nasan, that we said that Yayin Karish, congealed wine, the shear for Otzah is a Kazayas, because a revius of Yayin Lach that congeals has a Kazayas, is what he says, right? Rabbi Yosi says, the Tanya, he says, the Tanya, we learned in the price. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha Tvarim Mikulei Beishamai Umechumri Beis Hillel. There are six things where Beishamai is Machmir, is Mekil, and Beis Hillel is Machmir. And one of those things listed here is Dam Nevela, the blood of a Nevela, but an animal that dies, not Shechted, Dam Nevela, Beishamai Mitarim. Beishamai says the Dam is Tahor, meaning it doesn't have the same status of the behemoth. It's not considered an avatuma. Or Beis Hillel, it's tar. It's not. Or Beis Hillel matam. Beis Hillel says no. It's the blood. Blood is the same thing as the basar. The Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says af kishatuma Beis Hillel. Even when Beis Hillel says it is tame, lo timu ela bedam sheyish bo revius. It's only for a blood. The amount of blood that has a revius. Ho v'yochol likrosh l'amal kazayis, because that size blood can congeal and make a kazayis. You see the same thing here. That 1/4 of the log. 1/4, a quarter of revius of the liquid creates the kazayas of congealed. I don't want to just do a test, but okay.
Is it a revius, a quarter of a log, or is it a quarter of a quarter?
I'm not sure. I thought it was a quarter of a quarter because that's what makes it davar chashuv.
Michael, is the svara here that that's what's considered a chashuv amount, or that a solid, since it's turning into a kazayas, and a kazayas is what you would normally, isn't a kazayas what you're normally chayev on hatzah?
No, kagrogras you chayev for.
Kagrogras hatzah. Because that's not considered.
I guess it's not davar chashuv yet. I know, is grogras bigger than a kazayas or smaller?
I know, but it doesn't have to be the davar chashuv rule.
Sure.
Because we were talking yesterday about food items, and it had to be, we said chatzi shir.
What do you mean chatzi shir?
Didn't we say yesterday that it has to be a certain size?
Right, it has to be a certain size. So, but now we're defining the size based on chashivas. So the chashivas of this wine was the quarter of the quarter of the, and that it, when it's congealed, it's the size of that. If you need to, I have congealed wine, and I need to know how much. Was the guy chayev or not? If it was a kazayas, then that equaled the revius, and that's what was chashiv, and that's what you chayev for.
Right, but is it because the revius was chashiv, and that's what the revius?
That's what I think it's saying, because they're equating the two. They're equating the two. Okay. They're equating the revius into the kazayas. That's what's chashiv for that item.
Okay. If you would take out Jello.
I don't know about Jello. I have no idea.
Right. No,
but I'm saying Jello.
That was a congealed item. That was a kezias. It has nothing to do with if it was a revius beforehand or not.
I don't know. What's the shear for Jello? Maybe Jello is, what's the amount of powder Jello that equals the Gavur Chashev? I don't know. Not listed. Okay.
A grogorin, or whatever you call that, probably.
Sorry?
Food. A grogorin? The food. It's a dried fig.
Yeah, so why wouldn't it be a grogorin? It's a regular food item.
Yeah.
It's not a regular food item.
Jello?
I don't know about Jello. I have no idea about it.
We're talking about Jello. I'm sorry.
Jello. I don't know. I have no idea. So Amar Abaye, this different answer. He says that there's no comparison between the two. He says, Dimalohi, maybe it's not true, because remember, we're talking about, again, it's apples and oranges. One's wine and one's blood. He says, Dilma Adkan lokam Rabbi Nosson Hacha Dabar Revius. Maybe only here, Rabbi Nosson says that in order to get a kezias of wine, you need to have a revius that's revius of liquid. That's elabiyayin, that's only by wine. To kolish, because it's more viscous. It's not something so thick. I thought, but dam de samich, but blood, which is very, very, which is much more, it's thick, it's av, so maybe when it dries, kezias lo bar revius. Maybe when it dries, it doesn't need a revius. Maybe it'll become a kezias even with a smaller amount. And the inami, the other way, ad kam lokom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe Rabbi Yosef there says that it's a kezias, sagi la revius, makes revius, el badam de samich, because wine is thick, aval yayin de kolish, but wine that is thin, kezias have a yosim revius. Maybe the kezias will be more than revius. And therefore, you'd be chayiv if you got less than the kezias. She says there's no proof that Rav Nosson and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say the same thing because they're each talking about different items. And maybe the chemistry and the physics of each item are different. And maybe they're talking about, they're not talking about, and it's not the same shear. Maybe blood and wine do not translate. Congealed blood and congealed wine do not translate into the same shiur. Again, I just don't understand why this is just a Matthias question. Okay, so congeal it and see what happens, and then you'll know what the shiur is. Okay, the Mishnah then says chalav kedei gemiya. Milk is the amount. Sorry, fats are the amounts of a swallowing. So the Gemara is now concerned itself for the next couple lines of spelling, whether certain items are spelled with an aleph. Are spelled with an ayin. So chalav kedei gemiya ibaylehu. So Bnei Yeshiva asked, is the girsa kedei gemiya with an aleph or kedei gemiya with an ayin? Right, ayin. We for us ayin and aleph are the same thing, basically pronouncing. But I guess the proper way to pronounce the ayin is a little more guttural, so there might be a difference in the pronunciation. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, now we look from the pasuk by Rivka giving water. It says Hagmieni namat mayim mikadech. Eliezer says, give me a little, let me drink a little water from your pitcher. And Hagmieni still with an aleph, so it's an aleph. So Yibaylu is something to ask some other questions about aleph for ayin. So we learned yesterday, I guess, that we can't be mitzayif the garinim. The garinim. So the question is garinim with an aleph or garinim with an ayin. Amar Rav Bar Ula. Rav Bar Ula says, get from a pasuk. There's a pasuk by someone who is poda his steyachuza. He swore that he's redeeming his ancestral land from Hektish. It says the nigra, right? The garinim. I don't know what the question. The nigra me erkecha from its value. Nigra is with an ayin. So you see that garinim was with an ayin. I'm not sure if it's the same word. Garinim means like a seed. A nigra here means a depreciation. So I'm not sure what the connection is. Okay. Ibayluhu. So they ask another question. Right? This is what the Pasuk says in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. It says, V'lakach milo machto gachleish. He's supposed to take from the fire pan, you know, these embers or these coals that are burning. So and they said it has to be omimos. But it has to still have some flame to it. So again, so omimos with an aleph, or omimos with an ayin, amra yitzak bar avdimi. It says, it's in Yecheskel, arizim, the cedars lo amamuhu begon elokim. So the ayin, it's with an ayin. It's almost with an ayin. Yibaylehu, then another question. This is, I think the halacha is here that you're not supposed to close the eyes of the mace on Shabbos. It's ein me'amtsin. So the question is me'amtsin tnan or me'amtsin? Is it me'amtsin with an aleph or me'amtsin with an ayin? Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the otsem with an ayin, einov maros bara. So the closing of the eyes is with an ayin. So the grandison, which with an ayin. Okay, four shaylas of spelling. Tanur Rabbanan. So we learned it at Abraisa. Hamotzi chalav shel behema. So now we're talking about if you're bringing out, what's the chashuv shear, the shear that constitutes hotzah for milk from a animal. So hamotzi chalav shel behema, which is a kosher animal, it's kedei gemiyah. It's enough that a regular sized person can, you know, gulp down in one shot. I don't know what that is, but that's the amount. Chalav shel isha, what you would have if you take, it's davar chashuv for taking out the milk of a woman, the lovin shel beitza, or the white, the egg white. It's kedei litein v'mishifa shel kilor. It seems to be the amount that you would put on some sort of eye applicator, the amount that you would typically put on an eye applicator. And if you want to take out the kilor, how big of a kilor itself would you be chaya for? It's kedei lashuf mayin. If it's a kilor, it's some sort of applicator that would be enough to put water, to apply the water on both your eyes. And by Rav Ashi says, again, I don't know what these translate into. So by Rav Ashi, kedei shifa or kedei achiz of a shifa. When it says enough water to put on your eyes, is it enough water exact? Or usually when you put something on the water on the applicator, some water falls off. So is it the exact amount of water or the amount of water plus what falls off? That would be the shear. Gemara leaves it as a teku. Again, I don't know what those shear are, what that translates to into cc, into fluid ounces. I have no idea. The Mishnah then says, motzi dvash, the shear for the dvash, is kedei litein al hakasis. Again, now dvash usually means not bee honey, it usually means date honey in Torah and also in right. Like Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, milk flowing with milk and honey, it's not bees honey, it's date honey. So Dvash, the amount of Dvash is Kidein Litein Al HaKassis. It's the amount of honey that they would put on, I think Kassis is a scab. How's he translated?
A sore, okay. A sore, yeah.
Okay, so now that you put on some sort of wound, I guess that's what Rashi seems to say is some sort of wound that's on the back of a horse or a camel because of carrying the load, carrying the burden. So it's either kussis.
The Mishnah says it is bee honey.
Oh. Where is it? So it's bee honey?
The Mishnah, it says, devash devorim.
Oh. Okay.
Not the Mishnah, but the Masifta.
It does. That's interesting. Yeah, it does say that in the Mishnah.
I wonder when it talks about you can't, if you would make...
He quotes the Gra on that.
Oh, so we're not going to hold by that then.
He says, right, so Echo Mashiv Mashmal, Dvash Tamarim, he says, date honey, who bichlal shar ha mashkim, would be including the other liquids, show Mishnah Seinu. Interesting. Okay.
So we're just gonna
say the word Dvash, and everyone can interpret it the way that they want. Okay, interesting. All right, so he says, so Tanakade Litain Alak Pia Kassis. Right, the West London Abrice, so it's a amount that you put on the sore, on his wound. By Ravashi, so Ravashi's asked again, Al Kassis, it's a puma de kula kassis, is the amount that you put on the entire maka, the entire wound. O Dilma Amursa come with the kassis. Seems to be on the corner of the kassis, La Fuke Hurchun Delo, to exclude the amount that goes on the outside of the kassis. Nemar leaves as a take. Again, I don't know what the difference is with the shiurim. So now we're gonna have some Agadata. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, Ba'olamo, Lo Bara Dava Achel Batala. There was nothing that was created for no reason. Everything has a reason. For example, Bara Shablul, which is some sort of snail, Likasis. I guess you can use that. Yeah, you want close? You can use the snail for healing the wound. Bara Zvuv, he created the fly or the to Litsira for the wound that's created by the tzira. The tzira gives you a wound, and you put this fly in it, and that heals it. He borrowed yatush, right? The yatush is there for nachash, to heal a snake bite. The nachash l'chachfifis, and I guess some sort of venom in the snake can heal the chafifis, which is some sort of boil. The samamis, spider, is for la'akrav. It heals the scorpion bite. I guess somehow you grind up the achmish and you put it on the place where the scorpion bit you. So Hegmar says, Hechi Avidli. I'm not sure which one is talking about. Hechi Avidli. He says, Maisi chada ukma v'chada chivarya. You bring one black one and one white one, and you grind it together, v'shalki luhu, and you cook them together, v'shaifila, and then you put it on the wound. Again, so we just had a bunch of wounds. I don't know
snake.
Which.
Snake. Artscroll says snake.
Artscroll says snake. Right. Masifta says the chilazon. Okay, so.
There you go.
So I just don't know which. I don't know which one. He Sifta quotes the Rifa. I don't know how they know which is, unless they knew that was the actual
Bach. He says
medicine.
Bach. I don't know.
Sorry.
The article says see the Bach, which says
see the Bach. Okay, and the Rifa, the is quoting the Rifa. Okay, one of them. It's one of them. Okay. Tana Rabbanan.
Joshua has its own. It'll come out in a week.
Sorry.
Joshua has its own. It'll come out in a week.
Tana Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan said, right, Chamesh Emos Haim, there are five fears where Amos Chalash al Gibor, where the bigger thing is scared, is fearful of the smaller item. He says, number one, Amos Mafgia, right? He had this the fear of the Mafgia ala Ari, that this Mafgia scares the lion. I don't know what that is. This Mafgia, what does he translate the Mafgia as?
It's a small beast that has an exceedingly powerful cry. When
that's what Rashi says, but he doesn't say what animal it actually is. Okay, so the Mafgia scares the lion.
And nobles of the time would often sport with these animals by pitting them against lions.
Okay.
There's still no answer. Sorry.
Somebody will go on Google and figure out what that is. So Amos Yatush al Apil. So the mosquito scares the elephant, Rashi says, because it goes into its nose and it can't get rid of it and bothers him. Amos Simamis ala Akrav, the small spider scares the scorpion. So Rashi says it goes into his ear and he can't get rid of it. Amos Nunis, which is some type of bird, ala Nesher, it scares the big eagle. Seems to be that it goes under its wings and prevents the eagle from flying. Amos Kilbis is some sort of crustacean or something like that. It says sherets in the water. Al Yivyosim, it scares the Yivyosim, which is the big fish. Apparently also goes into its ear and bothers him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mikra, what's the pasuk where there's a hint to show that there are things that are smaller, that smaller items that hold on a second. There's smaller items that scare the larger items. The pasuk says, Hamavlig showed al az. It strengthens the smaller, the weaker one of the Az and the strong. Okay. Rabbi Zeira Ashkach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira found Rabbi Yehuda the Havikaya Pitcha de Bechamua. He was standing outside his father-in-law's house. Bechazi the Havibidicha Daite. And they saw that he was very, very happy. It was maybe he was leaving. They saw that he was very happy, and that so therefore he was, and he so he went to him. So he said, Iboy mine kol chalole alma have amrle. He's in such a mood. If I ask him anything, he'll answer me. I won't have to worry about him, snapping at me. He's in such a good mood. I can ask him anything and not worry about it. So Amarle, so Rabbi Zeir says to Rabbi Yehuda, my time I ize mazgan bereisha the hader imre. Why is it that the goats go first in the flock and then the sheep go afterwards? So Amarle, so Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Zeir, it's kibriyosel shel olam. That's the way of the world. That's the way the world was created. The bereisha chashocha v'hadanora. First goes dark, then comes the white. Just so the easim, like the goats are usually, I guess the goats are black, are darker, and the sheep are whiter. So that's just the teva, the nature of the world. My time ahani mechassian v'hani megalian. What's the reason why the backside of the sheep are covered by their tail, but the backside of the goats are not covered by their tail? So he says, no, hani demechassian minayu mechassian. Honey, the low mechassim minayu migalion. The ones that are covered, the sheep that are covered with wool, so their backside is covered, and the goats that are not covered with wool, their backside is not covered. I'm not sure what the connection is, but okay. My time, gamla zutar gnuvte. What's the reason why the tail of the donkey? The tail of the camel is short, is small. He says mishum da achal kisi. Because it eats within the thorns, and if it eats within the thorns, so therefore it doesn't want to have the tail, dragging along and to get wounded by the thorns. My taima karna de kamsa rikika. Why are the antenna of the grasshoppers? Why are they soft? He says he answers them. Mishum the darya bichilfe lives amongst the willow. Says the itzi arava vikasha nadia. And if its antenna were hard, umis avra, and I guess it would pass amongst the willow, they would break. And I guess the Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel says, "Hi, my daboy lisami kisma lishafuni the karnia." If you want to blind this grasshopper, this insect, you just break off its antenna, which makes sense. So he says, in order to prevent it from becoming blind, it's sort of this evolutionary idea. I guess it lives with it adapts to its environment. Therefore, it has the soft antenna, not hard antenna. In my time of
Sorry? My imagination. Did you miss after the camel?
I didn't know it. I missed the shore. My time a Torah Aricha. What's the reason why the tail of the ox is long? My time a Torah Aricha Gnuvite, that it's so long. Mishum the Dari Ba'agame, because it lives in the swamps, Uboy the Kruche Bucky, and you have all the mosquitoes around it, so it has a tail behind it to swat away all the mosquitoes, and then it went into the grasshopper. The Gemara says, "My taima Hai timra de tarnagosa midlei le'ele. What is the reason why the lower, it seems to be the lower eyelid of the chicken covers the upper eyelid? Most people, it's the upper eyelid that covers the lower. Here, the lower eyelid extends out and covers the upper eyelid. The Gemara says, the dari adape, it lives on the roofs. And on the so all the smoke from below, the eil kitcha mit avra. So it protects it. The lower eyelid comes out to protect the eye. I guess it can protect the eye, and he can still keep his eye open and not have the smoke go into it, to its eye. Okay. So now Reb Zera asked him a few other questions. Here it seems to be he's asking him what the – I'm not sure if these are actually what the words mean. It seems to be he's asking about these words are contractions of other of larger items. He says, dasha, right? Why is something called, I guess, grass?
The door called the dasha.
The door is called the dasha. Well, because the derech sham, because that's the way you pass through. It's derech sham, it's the way. Why is it called a darga? Why is it called a step? Because it's derech gag. That's the way up to the roof. You step up to the roof. Mat kulisa. Some sort of
ladder. Why is a ladder? Sorry, Tim. Why is a ladder called a darga? I'm just reading.
He has here's the rungs. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, why are the rungs called that? Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay, derech gag. Mas kulisa. Mas kulisa is some sort of dip, I believe.
Dipping sauce, yeah.
Right. It's davrusha matbilimbo, kigon kutach or shar lifton. It's a condiment. Why is it called matulisa? Because we say it's a contraction of masai tichle da. When will this end? I guess they use it small amounts, so it lasts a very long time. Besa, why is your house called a house? Besa, because it's bo ve'etev ba. Let's go and sit in there. Right. That's where we sit in the house. Bikta, which is apparently a smaller type of house. Right. Victor Rashi says it's bais tsar v'katan, a narrow small house. Besa, it's Victor. It's called be'aksa. It's a narrow house, right? Kufta, what's the kufta? So Rashi gives three things what the kufta means. Either it's a makteshes, which is like some sort of mill, elashon acher midal chatayin, some sort of measuring cup, and linira. He says kamin golem eitz aslu yeshiva. It's some sort of unformed wood that you use to sit on. So why is it called a kifta? So it was answered. Answer to kifta is because it's kuv v'siv. It's this thing that you come and you sit on it, okay? Livne, why is it called bricks? Livane bone, because you use it to build. Livne bone, you build. Hutza, hutza is some sort of like these sticks or branches. Why is it called a hutza? It's chatzitza that we use as the border. That's what you do, right? Hutza v'dafna, the Gemara b'Basra. So hutza is the border. Chatzitza is a separation. What's it called? Why is it called a chatzpah? Chatzpah is some sort of thing, a pitcher that you use to remove water, because it's a chotzev mayim in anar, because it removes water from the river. Why is the small little pottery thing called a kuza? Because it says kaze. It's something small like this. All right. Why is this thing, this is called the shutisa, which is some sort of myrtle branch that you use to dance in front of the kala? It's called shitusa, because you make, like shtus, you make a fool out of yourself when you use it. This sort of bench now that you wash your hands and feet on is called a mishkula. He says ma'ashe kula, because it washes everything. And then you have this smaller thing that you used to wash. It's called a maskilta. It's because it's mashia kalta. It washes the kala. I guess this is used specifically for important people. I don't know. Then you have something called an asista, which is the mortar. He calls it from the lashon of chasirta. It's not diminishing; it minimizes because you mortar, you squeeze, you crush things, it gets smaller. And the buchna is the pestle, the mortar, right? It's bova akane. Let's bow and make something and mix something and hit it. Okay, levusha. Why is the top part that you wear, your upper garment, called levusha? It's lobusha because there's no embarrassment. You're not walking around in your undergarments. It's lobusha. Okay, glima, which is a cloak. Why is that called a glima? It's shenasek bo kegolem, because it makes like a golem. You have no form. You wear the glima, it's this flowing item. You have no form. Mask a golem. Why gulta? What's a gulta? It's another item that they wore, I guess. It's gulli v'esev. Gulta means because you would have to roll it up to slip, to sit. You know, I guess, right, roll it up to sit. Okay, why is a bed called a purya? Why is a bed called a purya? Part of a raven aleh, because puravu takes place on that. Bor zinka. Why is a bor? It's a pit or a cistern that dried up its water. It's called a bor. Is it called a zinka? It's because it's a bor zen naki. This bor is clean. Now sudra, which is some sort of turban, And apparently the turban was worn by the Talmidei Chachamim. So why is it called a Sudra? Because it's Sod Hashem L'Reyav. It's an acronym for Sod Hashem L'Reyav, because that's what Talmidei Chachamim wear. And a panda, which I believe is a castle, it says a pitcha dain. An entrance to here is where they do judgment. I guess that's where the court's at. So that's called a pandra, a pitcha dain. Okay, wonderful. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Shlosha, there are three balei chayim. Kol zman shemaskinin mosifin gvura. They get stronger as they grow older. The Elohim, what are they? It's the dog, it's a fish, the nachash, a snake, chazir, and the pig. Okay, the Mishnah said that what's the shear for oil that you'll be chayim for? So it says shemen kidei lasuch ever katan. It's enough to anoint and rub on a small limb. So Mar wants to assume it's the pinky. So what's the small limb? So Amri de Bei Rav Yannai. Bei Rav Yannai said it's shemen kidei lasuch ever katan shal katan ben yomai. The smallest limb of a baby that's 1 day old, which would mean like the pinky, enough to put oil on the pinky of a 1 day old baby. So Meisve, they asked on this. We learned that a brisa shemen oil kidei lasuch ever katan. Vikatan ben yomo. It's in order to put on enough to put on a small limb and a katan who's a day old. So my life, so it seems to be two different shiurim here. So my life is two different shiurim. It's either aver katan the gadol, the pinky of a grown person, the aver gadol shakatan ben yomo, or the largest limb of the katan that's ben yomo. It seems to be two things. The Mara says, no, amalach the beir of yanin. Well, that's not how you read it. This is what the Brisa means to say. It's shemen is kedei lasuch ever katan shol katan ben yomo. It reads the way I want it to read. It reads that it's the in order to enough to put enough oil on the smallest limb of a baby that is 1 day old. So lemekatanai. Let's say that this machlokus is a machlokus tanayim, because we have another Brisa that says shemen. And how much shemen do you need in order to be chay for otzah? It's kedei lasuch ever katan v'katan ben yomo. It's enough to anoint the small finger, which is the same amount of the large. What's me? Why not? Everyone's waiting. Okay, I don't know. It's flame ketanai shema kedei lasuch aver katan v'katan ben yomo. It's in order to either to anoint the aver katan of a person.
Michael, if you want to stop, we can stop here.
No, we get to. There's a two dots. There's like a two dots on like going to be. There's a break, natural break, a little further up. It's the same thing. We'll finish in 3 minutes. All right. So leim mikatanoi. So shema kedei lasuch aver katan v'katan ben yomo. Divrei Shimon ben Elazar. That's Shimon ben Elazar. V'nasan omer kedei lasuch aver katan. It's enough to you have to do the small limb. So therefore, so my lav kav kamifuki. Maybe that's the machlokus. Rav Shimon ben Elazar savar aver katan shel katan. It's Rav Shimon said. Elazar says it's enough to put oil on the small limb of a katan ben yomo. V'nasan savar aver katan gadol. It means either the limb of the gadol or aver gadol the katan or the large limb of the katan. Aval aver katan shel katan ben yomo lo. No one else says here that aver katan of a katan ben yomo, which would go against the Beir of Yanai. Or says, no, this brisa, they argue on Beir Yanai, but they agree, lo, the Kuli Alma, they both hold aver katan to katan ben yomo. They both show that if it's an aver katan on a katan ben yomo, that's not going to be chayiv. The lace of the Rav Yanai, and they don't hold like Rav Yanai. The hacha on this price of Hakam Ifli, this is their machlokas. Rav Shimon Elazar Savar, he holds aver katan gadol. He says that the aver katan, which I think means the pinky of a gadol, the aver gadol, the katan ben yomo, and the largest limb of a 1 day old baby, ki hadadi ninu. They're the same shear. Rav Nasan Savar, aver katan the gadol in. No, the aver katan of a gadol, that's what you are chayiv, because that's bigger, but aver gadol, the katan ben yomo lo. But the aver katan of a ben yomo, you wouldn't be chayiv, because that's too small. I'll just measure it. But my havila, so the Gemara says, what's the hachra? What's the answer? So Tashma, we learn Tashma, the Tanya, we learn the Brisa, Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, Shemen Kedei Lasuch Aver Katan Shal Katan Ben Yomo. That comes from Shimon and says, I guess he says like the Bei Yanai, that enough Shemen to put on the smallest limb of a Katan who is 1 day old. Ask your local rabbi, they'll give you their answer, or multiple answers, Josh, and then whatever. Okay, everyone have a good day. Have a good Shabbos. 3 o'clock, Menachem. Okay, 3 o'clock to those who are available.
3 o'clock.
Tomorrow's stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.